Hi, Kitty.
Hey, Kitty.
Hi. Do you want to cook an egg with me?
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Okay, let's do this.
You can't speak English, so you can't reply to me, but I love you.
Yeah.
Okay.
To this endeavor of making the perfect egg, or in this case two, because I'm feeling hungry, is to hold on. Properly turn the lights on. But the key is a medium heated pan. You can't put an egg in on a cold pan, folks. You can't do it. So you get your pan, which is right here. Here's my pan. A couple different pans. That one's loud. Okay, I like this one. I like you for it, sir. Okay, so I'm gonna put the pan on the stove. And I'm gonna turn it up to, like, I have a gas stove. A medium heat. Maybe even a low heat, but like a low medium. Because I don't want it to get so hot that it burns. Hi, Kitty. Hi, baby. Hi, girl. Yeah. Do you need something, girl? What's up? Do you want this egg? You're a stinker. Okay, and then, so while that's kind of doing its thing, you don't really put anything in there. So one of the things while I get this going is you can tell when it's good and hot when you take a little water and you toss it in there and it sizzles. So right now, if I took a little water, I just kind of brought it over here. That was not a good example. Here, I'll do a little more. Okay. Two things at once. Okay. Nope, I threw it in there and it just kind of clunk. Clunk. That's not good. That's not a pan that is the heat you need. And I might turn it down even a little. You'd rather take the extra minute or two to heat up the pan than put something in there that shouldn't be. Now, this next one is optional because you can either put some sort of oil in the pan, like a very tiny amount of it, or you can use a nonstick. I'm going to use butter because I feel like it. And I don't normally, but I'm just in that mood. So I'm going to use butter. What's the matter, cat? Oh, you want food. Okay, well, I got time because I'm heating it up. There you go. Good girl. She likes it. Okay, let's do another test on this pan heat. Get a little water in my hand. Come back here. You hear that? That is a sizzle. That means you're ready. Okay, so I've got my butter. Got my pan. I'm gonna walk over to where I keep my bird's eggs. Looking at the different sizes over here. They're all different colors and sizes. The little ones are from the little birds, and the big ones are from the ones who are at least a year old. I'm gonna do one of each. Here. Now, the key to cracking an egg is as such. Well, I'm not there actually yet because I need to put some butter in here, but let's see. Let's take the butter off. Just a smidge. I'm not going to go nuts. Okay, here we go. Kind of roll it in there, around in a circle. Nothing wrong with a little nighttime egg. Nothing at all. It's just protein. You know, unless you're a vegan, in which case, that's cool too. I have really healthy and happy hens, which are primarily for the purpose of pets, and they need to lay the eggs. So, okay. So you take the full egg in your hand, like you're holding a baseball, which I wouldn't know how to do because I'm actually really bad at sports ball, but take the flag in your hand and you're gonna like crack it flat on a counter. None of this like on the side of the pan business. Flat on a counter, and that should mean that when you bring it over the pan, it'll just kind of fall out kind of. This takes a little practice though, so fair enough. Oh yeah, only one hand is what you need for that. Perfect. Okay, so I've got a sunny side egg looking at me right now. So I'm going to let that sit there for probably about, I'm guessing, 45 seconds. I like my consistency of eggs to be a little runny in the middle. Like, put a piece of toast. I'll top it up with a piece of toast. Okay, so now we're hearing that sizzle, and that's from the butter. She's just doing her thing in there. Okay, I'm going to get a spatula. Somewhere did I wash a spatula? Okay, where are you, spatula? Why, thank you. Okie dokie. So I'm gonna turn this puppy over. Just kinda make sure it's kinda not connected at any one place. You can even take the whole pan around the side and just kinda shimmy shimmy it. So it's kind of in one corner. So you take a corner and you just, you're gonna turn it over. And it's gonna love that. There you go. I'm not breaking the yolk, you just do kind of simply. Cooking, and while that one's going, I might just get the second one started. Kind of do my like a little piecemeal. So do the crack on the counter. One solid crack, one hand in the pan. That's it. You kind of open it up like almost like a chopstick. Like I pretend that my hands are a claw. I have my egg in it, and I crack it and I spread them open, like a lot of my other videos, spreading it open. That was uncalled for. If you like this video, you might also like Army spreading it open. Okay, so now this one looks like she's good. I'll get a plate out. Probably should have had that up first. It's cool. So we're gonna plate this puppy up. And I'm going to turn the other one over. Okay. So that's going to need another 45 seconds or so. Oh, cat, do you want out? Here you go, sweetie. So as far as the egg when it's out, this is where it's your business. And you're going to, Tabitha Smith over here, this is where you get to choose what you like. And so I like just the tiniest bit of sea salt. A regular salt, but just a little bit. Nothing crazy. Just a tiny bit. Just a little. I don't really go heavy-handed with any of my seasonings, really. And then just maybe a little pepper. Salt and pepper. Really, I keep it simple. Okay, the second one's ready to come out. I'm just going to slide it out, actually. It's just itself? Sure, why not? Okay, and then turn that pan off because fire safety, man. Put a little pepper on both of these. That's how I enjoy it. Let's get this open. Okay. Just a little pepper from about 2 feet above the plate. I'm a very, like, sprinkle from the top. Okay. The last thing that you need to do now is get out your fork. Go back to your plate. Find a great spot. Take a little slice. Put it in your mouth. That is one delicious egg. A perfect egg. Doesn't need anything else. Birds, thank you ladies for your service today. This egg is delicious. This is hitting the spot. And for those of you listening, it's cool that you're listening to this. I don't know why you are, but I'm happy you're here. Okay? Go to sleep. It's okay. Everything will be here tomorrow.